Yep. All right.
Shit. Bruh, you, just for the next time, man, just like, we back, this nigga's in the room, Dirt Sheet Chronicles, this is volume 2.5.53 or whatever you talking about. I'm just saying, if a nigga ever just like, had a wife, girlfriend, you just don't want to go home, bro.
What?
I don't want to go home.
Why?
Why? Everybody, you gotta have a reason.
Oh, we trying to figure out, do she beat on you, bro? Can you act like you just so scared?
I'm scared? Nah, bro. I was like, you know when you got something good, and then you fuck up, and then you be like, damn, bro, I had something good.
She ain't gonna beat on me.
Nah, bro, I can't pay for no pussy, bro. That's against my religion, bro.
She ain't gonna beat on me.
I'm gonna say, please stop.
What you think?
Man, see, look, I had friends before we started that podcast, man. Now niggas are just like shooting shots on me. I'm glad. Like, if you can hear that, what he said, somebody gonna rewind this shit 13,000 times just to hear that one little ad part.
I'm just saying, though. Do you think so? I'm just saying.
Mara, man, look. Baby, I love you. Man. Y'all can't laugh when I'm saying shit like this.
That's what you want to laugh about? You want to laugh?
No. I don't want to do nothing right now, bro.
I
want to
cry.
I just want to go, yeah, that's it. I just want to sit in my car and cry real quick, real fast. Now. But I bet you don't. I bet you don't.
I hope you don't.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. You
should have
feeling this a couple weeks ago then.
You gotta show me a real one.
You will.
Nah.
What it sound like?
Mentally, yes.
So you will.
No. Me, see, look. So we everywhere. You where you at, fucking with me. And you over there fucking with me from over there. See, look. I'm really, really mad at him. Because now he playing. He ain't even fucking cool no more. He ain't even cool no more. Show him that behind me. What you just showed him. He didn't even see that. Bro, he missed the whole show. Like, I'm telling you, bro. Listen, my life is really a TV show. If I would have recorded this shit, bro, and showed it to everybody in the make, bro, we'd have gotten them 100,000 views. No. Slack behind nothing.
That shit would have been hilarious,
though. But we'd have had a fake fight, though. Somebody would have had to get pushed in the pool when we were dying. When it was just me and you down there and the kid, somebody would have had to get pushed in the pool.
I would say somebody had a fake fight.
Yeah. We can do that shit, bro. We can do a loving hip hop and making. Vara's definitely got to be in there. But we got to get him in. I ain't going to do that.
I know who you even
are. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. I ain't gonna do that though. But that would be authentic. If we could have played that out, like if we could have had the show and played that out, how that happened right there, that would have been like. Anyway. Bro.
Come on, man, look. I didn't see that one.
He don't understand. Nah, I'll keep my face this way, Richard. Because you getting punched in the face, too.
I mean, I'm just saying, I know you ain't seen these two.
I don't want it.
They're kind of dope.
Okay, I thought
you were talking about that. Nah, man, I'm going to do you like that.
Nah, I'll see, then really, I was finna be like,
you're going to try me.
Nah, they try. That's all I'm saying. You keep it like, bro. Nah, just for the name, man. I don't got no faith, bro. I thought, you know, faithful is like, I got my team, they all believe in me type shit, and they gonna ride for me, right? When the shit hit the fan about 2-3 hours ago, bro, everybody smiled. It was like, this shit for me so fun. They love to fuck with me. It's no fun, bro. It ain't no fun.
No, first of all, we warned you.
All I know is we did exactly what you said you was supposed to have.
That's exactly what we did. Just because you didn't want to agree because of your state.
No, you understand my state.
You still were going, looking like, hey, don't do this.
You know, you just hear me just say, no, well, why would you go? You know,
man,
it
looks so good.
Cat got the hamburger, bro.
I made hamburgers and I was just so hungry. I wanted to eat every single hamburger that I seen today. That's just what it was. I was
just like, dare you.
Yeah, I dare to eat that.
Dare you.
But yeah, I played too much.
Five weeks.
I love my girlfriend, and she got to be in Macon by now.
Do your eyes,
I'm sorry, man. Yeah. She know where you lay that head.
We can take somebody else go.
You'll be alright.
Go to your house and see.
Man, y'all ain't playing with me. Y'all think this shit cool.
I just think this shit gonna happen. That's all.
Come on.
You know, like you said earlier, man. You think realistically, right? What's realistic about the situation? You know, everybody just accept that shit. Go ahead and laugh about it now because you won't when that shit happens.
Richard, when your mom finna beat your ass, you should run from ass whooping as long as you fucking could. Like, bro, like.
But I got tired of
this
running.
This nigga tried out for a sport that he don't play so he wouldn't get his ass beat immediately after school. This is what I'm saying. Like, Richard, you are a wrestler. But she was like, shit, I'm trying out for wrestling today, but my mom gonna beat my ass right this second. She gotta go on, goddamn, take a nap or something. Yeah, nah. I'm not playing a game, bro. Maybe it been at work all day. Maybe it's fresh and ready to whoop my ass whenever I walk in the door.
She might be tired. Check it out, work.
This bitch got abs. Bro.
Hey, but this is the.
Don't nobody be hearing what I be saying, dog. That's what I'm saying. I ain't scared of my bitch no shit like that. Oh, she Debo, she gonna beat my ass when she get home, bro. But she do got abs, bro. And goddamn, no, she carried this big ass baby around.
27.
Flag that shit. She carried my stepchild around a lot sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
Which 13?
I was doing okay with the podcast. That man just hurt my whole head.
I know what you're talking about.
I got it.
I see if we got 2 out of 13.
All right, cool, bro. Check this out. In your lifetime, how many times you been punched in the face by anybody, a baby, anything? Get the total count.
Total cat.
Mm-hmm. What's that two of them?
You need like twice.
I got married at time and I got stomped out, took it up for my wife, so that's the last.
You got stomped out by your wife?
No, took it up for my wife.
You got stomped out, taking up for your wife? Mm-hmm. After that, did you say fuck that bitch? You broke up with your wife after that? I don't do everything.
You're supposed to spray that shit up. Right there.
Huh?
Spray that shit up.
Wait. It's not going to pocket. I'm going to be out there.
You did what you was supposed to do, bro.
Shit, nah.
You stood up. But you stood up for your wife.
Let that nigga choke that.
She was getting choked out.
Yeah.
You had to do something.
Shit, no, I didn't. She got that.
I ain't gonna lie, man. I had to for a coworker.
Hold on. Flag. Hey, we all right. I ain't gonna say what I was saying.
She got choked out. Like, she got like military choked out.
You helped
her? Crazy. I did once I realized what the fuck was going on. Like. I walked.
It was happening too fast.
And look, bro, listen to how it happened. You know how the job set up, right? I walked to the back to get some boxes. Some chick had walked in or whatever, and I said, "You need some help or whatever." She's like, "No, I need to talk. I'm here." You know, I had seen her before. You know, I met her through her. So I'm like, "Okay, they're going." So I went to the back, real talk. It's like I probably walked to your bathroom. Like if that wall went there, to that bathroom and back up here, that much space, that much. We ain't got a box. Said what's up some other people that was in there in the stock room.
I can get choked that like military style.
Yeah, most definitely. Like, I walk back out and I'm like, damn, where she at? So I'm thinking maybe she put some shit up back.
Damn, I don't see it.
Walk straight past this bitch.
This man finished his story before I started talking. Hey, look, no, nah, listen, bro. Richard watched that nigga get choked out the whole time. That one crying, man. I was trying to hold it in, bro. I swear to God, I was trying to hold it in. I was like, Richard watched the nigga walk in and choke this bitch out and watched her. Then she fell asleep, and then Richard went and helped her. I said, bro, you helped him? And he said, I figured out what the fuck going on. I thought, why is this bitch getting choked to sleep? Yeah, that would have helped that bitch, bro. I cannot, bro. I wanted him to tell me the whole story, bro. I'm over here dying in my head, bro. I'm talking about 13, 14 jokes in my head. I'm just laughing, bro. Richard watched the bitch. Richard literally just, like, sat down and watched the bitch get choked out.
He probably caught my guard, though.
For 17. For 17 and a half seconds, he said, what is going on right,
like,
here?
That was
is
almost
he,
like...
Is he choking her?
That's how you normally see, though.
I think he's choking.
That's like if... Hold on. That's like if...
Hold on. It's 15 seconds going by. Is she asleep? Is she asleep?
Let me go help this bitch out real quick. This nigga just choked this bitch asleep and drove her across... Halfway across whatever you work at, bro.
I just couldn't see her. Like, I didn't see her.
I bet you didn't, bro.
She had, that's what I really want to cry, bro. That really what I want to cry, bro.
I know this nigga, bro.
He watched that bitch get choked. Oh, it was funny for a second, too.
That shit was cool. That shit was not, no part of that shit was funny.
So
to me.
Just saying, fuck.
I mean, it was, I mean, you know.
All right, okay, we back. Right, go for a small commercial break. Oh, bro, I done had hit that bitch like 13,000 times today. But you don't even understand. It's not funny.
I'm just saying though.
It gets y'all guard up, really.
She had the stealer, like she had to catch her from behind and get her. Like
I need to go get some more cigarettes.
He like just wrapped up like this. All I saw was the shoe she had on. That's all I remember.
How you gonna explain the whole connection of the Russell move, bro, and then say all I saw?
No, what you talking about?
I'm saying, bro. Did you hear how you explained that shit? He approached her from the left side. Took his left arm, took it under her left arm.
I got a muffle, but.
Took it around the back side.
The damage was really done.
Other hand. Goddamn. Approached it. Put it on. Bro. But all I seen is when she woke up from being put to sleep, bro. You just explained a whole chokehold, bro. And said all I seen after that, bro.
I mean, that's all I saw. That's when I went
to sleep. This nigga grabbed her from behind.
That's what? I went from not seeing her to seeing her being choked to going to help her. I'm pretty sure.
This nigga didn't see. I didn't see nothing. And then I watching this nigga put her in the whole Ric Flair move. And then when she fell asleep, I went and told the nigga he had to leave the store. You watched that bitch get choked out. It's all right, though. I feel you, bro. You ain't a police officer. It's not your job to do that shit, bro. They hire people to do that. They pay people to do shit like that, bro. That's all I would have been in the corner, bro. I would have got it. It was a big ass swallow. I think what the fuck I look like out there. Hey, I'm awake. I don't want to be asleep. I just seen what she did. He did the hub. I'm straight.
That was funny,
boy. Man, the only reason I'm laughing is because I'm finna go home and get my ass beat by a woman. And really just see a big get choked out today.
He said it.
Alright.
Damn.
Y'all need to learn how to tell stories a little bit better, bro. Because goddamn, that shit was too funny. But as soon as you started telling the story, Richard, I started crying, bro. Because I know you, bro. I'm like, Richard watched the bitch get choked out for 200 yards and then jog the same to be like, hey, I'm going to save you, bitch, but I'm going to tell you the most of this street to choke your ass out. And then, hey, bro, you got to start choking that bitch, bro. She's asleep, bro. That bitch is asleep on the floor, passed out, can't breathe, snoring with her eye open, bro. And Richard is looking.
I wasn't looking, bro. I walked out with my head behind. I was doing my job. Then I looked up. Then I was like, damn, that's a real deal. She tried to hurt that girl. Let me go help
her. I can't, bro. Look, just flag that because I said I can't. I know what I'm finna say. Look, no. How long it took that dude to show the girl out, bro? I really want to know because, like, I know what you did, bro. I am, bro. Because you don't know Richard, bro. You don't know Richard. Richard stood up with his head in his pocket, bro. And watched his girl get choked up for 15 seconds until she went to sleep. And then he went and got the dude up and girl. Because the girl was asleep.
Like, nah, it wasn't the dude. I thought it was
you
the girl.
Saved her. You, listen, you saved her.
Yeah,
say her. Nah, yeah, you saved her from getting killed. But you ain't safe from going to sleep, yeah. Though, bro. You
watched her. I saved her from both of them. She didn't go to sleep.
It was another girl choking.
Yeah. But she a different kind of girl. She's strong, but you know. when I grabbed her, I'm trying to yoke her up.
She's a he bitch.
No.
She's a he bitch.
Oh, man, come on, Joe.
I know
that
bitch.
Come on.
Lit.
Come on.
I know. She said she was a different breed.
she was just strong, that's all. Try to snatch up like a regular. Like, oh, that guy get physical too, for real.
Hey, let me know if you ever seen somebody getting fucked up and like you like, I can't help you, bro. Like, if the niggas are too big, bro. Like, you see a nigga getting fucked up. You be like, hell no, that's my homeboy. Or that's a nigga I know. And then it'd be a bigger nigga fucking his ass up. You be like, hey, shit, bro. I ain't trying to get now. Be in the same position you in, getting fucked up on the floor in the corner, starting out and shit, but.
Yeah, for real.
Let me know if you ever had to make a decision, and then let me know if you made the wrong decision by jumping in. I'm going to tell you right now, I have, and it was one person. It was a bad decision. It was horrible.
I can't keep my eye open a little bit.
Hey, so shit stay open a little later on the east side.
Yeah, you know, it's food time again.
Yeah, bro. Hey, home to... Woo! What? Can't wait. Into the house.
Yeah. This nigga's in the room, bro. We might let another nigga sign the wall if Brittany gonna do something.
No. She said no. Damn.
Another okay, another excommunication.
Damn.
That bitch just cried, though, bro. I was talking about, he was, like,
man, bro. Do you know I just played out? This man telling the story, bro. And I'm watching this shit. I'm watching Richard. I don't even know where you work at in my head no more, bro. But I just see you. I know where you work at, but I'm just saying, I don't know where you work at no more. I just see you, like, at the closest convenience store to me. Like, being a cashier at the closest convenience store. And a nigga just choke a bitch out. And you be like, hey, sir. Sir, please do not choke that bitch out, bro. Sir, stop choking her. And then she falls asleep. Oh, you gotta get out of here. Get out of here. Baby, just sleep right here on the floor next to you, bro. You gotta get out of here. You can't do shit like that.
They don't let you go to sleep. That'll be pointless. No.
Bridget, you let it be definitely up to sleep.
I helped her from going to sleep.
You told me the whole chokehold, bro.
Yeah.
You explained to me the whole chokehold.
Yeah, it was a real deal.
I know. She didn't go to sleep. That's why I'm trying not to laugh, bro, because it's not funny. Because a girl got put in a real man chokehold from what you explained to me. That's why. See, don't nobody else hear this shit but me.
Right here.
Huh?
Right here, bro, so high.
A nigga grabbed a bitch like this, basically, and, like, had that bitch like this. Basically, and then Richard caught that bitch before she did this. Basically. Like, right as soon as her arm dropped, like, she was asleep. Richard didn't think she was asleep. And then he walked up to stop the nigga from doing it. And he put his hands up, and then Richard's like, nah, you just get out, bro. See? You finna go to jail. See, that bitch is asleep right here. You see that bitch right there? She's asleep.
Man.
I'm getting beat up, bro. I love my girl. Baby, I love you. I swear to God. That's why I had to do this podcast. Because it was just... It's just rich enough.
That was a good cry laugh, man.
Yeah.
So, she gonna be like, so...
Oh, just, bro, I got an hour ride home.
She's gonna be like, so that shit was just funny? You just had to laugh about it?
Bro, she ain't gonna hear this shit till next month, bro. I'm finna block her from every goddamn access to this shit right now.
So, you just had a blast, huh?
Nah, bro. Brittany had a blast.
Brittany had a blast.
Man, I don't find it. Brittany had her one love and hip hop moment. She's so proud of herself right now. Because my girl finna leave me. And I'm be lonely. Paying out my bill by myself.
Yeah.
Why would she leave because of that? I don't know. This something else.
See? Yeah, she don't understand, Rich. I know you understand where I'm coming from. And you know I understand where y'all coming from, right? But that shit was fucked up, though. Really, he didn't do all that. Richard, I'd rather Rich really call my mama.
Yeah, you know. Damn.
That nigga drank all the Kool-Aid jammers over here.
It was a good one.
I don't know.
She treated me early, bro. She gave me the water. Now she gonna give you the great Kool-Aid shit. Fuck oh, Brittany.
They probably don't hear that. I brought them bitches home.
Well, that pee that we have.
I don't
fuck.
The flavor water.
Do you hear me?
Look at that big eyeball, bro. Look at some eyeball.
Damn. So for real, though, you just gonna ride around for like 8 hours?
I can't. Really. Nah, bro. So,
come on.
You said ride around. I told you, bro. I know I can go.
Nah.
Oh, man. I finna goddamn say some bad shit that way.
You know, man. You just gonna be running around the city.
Just
you might well get an Uber tag tonight.
Do you know what I'm gonna do, Rich? I'm gonna park where you park at in your driveway, and everybody's just gonna think it's your moco. I'm going to sleep.
Yeah.
Sleep. Ain't nobody gonna bother me.
Yeah, that's fair.
No. Dwight can do that same thing.
Yeah. And then you gotta park on the what's the name? On the with the children. Where I park it.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I want to park. Yeah. I don't want to park on the street. I want to park there, though. If I park on the street, they come down.
Suspect,
yeah, they come down. If I'm in the, like, man, they be there anyway. And this whole car right there, then I'm fucked. Yeah, two of them, so. No, I know she ain't got two of them. Shit be wrong. It's alright. Bad timing. Bad days. Bad decision. It all happened to the best of us.
Yeah, I saw this bitch who set her ass on fire.
Yeah.
Not this particular one.
This is hilarious.
Don't play no sound.
Huh?
Don't play no sound.
Yeah, man.
I think he had a pretty good day today.
I seen it. I think I had a pretty good day today too, but it just ended horribly.
Ooh, man. Like, wait. Ooh, wee. Is it squirting baby oil on it? Alcohol.
She made trick.
Remember I used to do the hand shit?
She made trick.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the other shit.
No, I'm talking about, you know how I used to do the hand.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the same thing they trying to do with that.
But I'm talking about what she's pouring. They don't look like water. She pouring on her butt now.
I can't smell
that. That is hilarious, boy. Dumbass.
I don't know.
Rubber.
So many rubber questions. Band. Damn right.
Hey, no rubber band. Hey, no rubber band, bro. Hey,
no rubber band. Now, there's so much rubber band. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Beat.
See? Junior happy not being in the situation that he used to be in.
Toto.
I ain't getting punched in the face.
Tonight, your name is Scooter.
I won't get stabbed, though.
Yeah, you talking about old shit. No, you talking about today. I'm talking about today.
Who was playing? Richard just embarrassed me so bad.
I'm just saying.
Richard embarrassed me 4 times in a row.
That shit hurt, bro.
And he ain't had to do nothing. That bitch didn't even talk. That bitch just looked at me in the face like, ah.
I gotta stand up. My goddamn legs.
Oh, man.
Tuesday's legs gonna be sleep.
Cut off.
Oh, sleep. Just sleep.
You know, he's like, the funny shit is, Brittany keep asking me where I'm sleeping at. Like, you know, after I fucked up your life, you still can't stay here, right?
Man, you're
that's
right,
the most fucked up. Bruh, hell no. Nah. To the no. That bitch dumb.
She waiting on you.
She's
man.
There.
She waiting to reconcile.
Yeah. Well, that what you want?
That what you mean? What? Nah, y'all finish the match. Listen to y'all. Fuck. You gotta do that with Richard. Richard, damn, come on, you want fucking girlfriend like forever, bro. I used to hate that shit. I'm like, bro.
You are
My bitch don't want to fuck today, bro. Can you stop fucking your girlfriend for 14 hours in my goddamn house, bro? He was like, mm-mm. I'll come back tomorrow, bro. I'm sorry. I knew when Richard was finna have a baby. I'm just gonna let everybody know that. I called, I was like, Richard, you keep fucking around, get that bitch pregnant, bro. It's gonna be the worst thing to ever happen to you in your life.
Oh, man.
The fuck?
Voila.
Yeah,
Some money?
Mm-mm. Is it a cash out? Let's split that shit.
I don't know. I ain't trying to be funny.
What you
saying?
He's a friend.
I'm going to tell
you. Ain't your boyfriend here?
Let me see. I'm gonna jump at me.
I already want to punch you in the face. Bro, she tasting niggas. Hell yeah, man. I'm petty as fuck right now, man. Fuck you, Brittany. I love you, though. You still my sister, but I'm trying to tell.
Hell no. Oh, you mad? No, I'm talking about her.
Don't get hit, buddy. Please, Brittany. I swear to God. Don't.
Bro, you ain't
kidding. That's not the truth. Ooh. So she gonna... Do you see how other childish men try to insinuate violence on women, bro? By doing childish things.
I didn't incite violence, man.
I'm not
violent
person.
It's about to be
violence. Ooh, you let that bitch talk to you like that? Yes, I am, bro. It's a woman, bro.
It was gonna be what's her name? It's gonna be violent against a man.
So if Big Jen tell you that, what you gonna do? You still gonna say that's a woman?
Hmm?
It's different. So if Big Jen tried you like that, you still gonna say, man, that's a woman.
Big Jen will punch you in the face, bro.
Hard.
Because she don't care. I forgot what happened. Big Jen and Bree, I'm them two. Twin sisters, them two punch hard. Mm-hmm. I done been punched by both of them. They punch hard. Bree punch me. Bree punch. Nah, I'm just telling you, they know where to punch you at. It's some women that know how to, like, kind of box, bro. The bitch hit me like in my like in the center of my forehead, and I seen some spots. And then I knew I couldn't let her hit me no more. That's all I'm explaining about this part of it because she's strong. She's strong, bro. Bree is Tornsa is so strong, bro. It don't make no fucking sense, bro. She boo boo.
Yeah, man, I'm trying to fuck that bitty stupid Wi-Fi. I mean, not Wi-Fi, Sprint. Yeah, I said it.
Y'all niggas, ain't no wrong. Y'all niggas. You.
I said I don't want to wake up somebody knocking on my balcony.
I just don't want to wake up, period. That's just mm-hmm. it. I just want to go to sleep and then just be asleep.
No, man.
I gotta work tomorrow.
And you know what, make a moment.
I don't even know what time I gotta go.
Man. Hey, I'm in this podcast before I gotta end my relationship, man. I love y'all.
Yeah.
I'm signing off. It's Chocolate Thunder, Rich Boy, Rudy Rude, Rudy, and who's sitting right there?
See Rude.
Oh yeah, Lately, bro. Man, we gotta get out of here tonight because I gotta go home. I gotta go get stabbed and cussed out and beat up.
Probably a final podcast for real.
Yeah, I think I'm straight now. I can make it.